For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg. Jen Sue was packing books at Western Michigan University's Lesbian, Bisexual, Gay, and Transgender Student Services office when she found a couple of paper pads. It turns out they served as part file, part scrapbook for the group's predecessor. Together, they cover more than 15 years of local and national LGBT history. WMUK Sevilla Mann sat down with Sue and several others to talk about what the books reveal.
I feel like we're about to open a really cool treasure box, you know?
Western graduate student Cody Stone is sitting at a table in the Trimp building. He's about to open the first of the two scrapbooks that serve as an informal archive for LGBT student services. He's joined by the office's coordinator, Jen Sue, counseling professor Jim Croteau, and journalism major Taja Jackson. The eclectic first entries include a page from Blue Boy, a publication Croteau says was mostly porn but had some news. That's followed by a story on films. As Jackson notes,
it says 15 actors who have portrayed homosexuals or bisexuals in movies.
Wow.
And it's interesting to see a familiar name in there, Marlon Brando.
Yeah.
Reflections in the Golden Eye.
Sue found the set of books a couple of years ago during LGBT Student Services' move to Trimp.
I've been really just excited to share it with folks. It contains a lot of interesting articles.
The first runs from 1978 to 1985, the second into the mid-90s. Together, the set covers national topics, notably the AIDS epidemic.
And also has really local pieces around what was happening here at the institution, the Western Student Association's support for the creation of the Alliance for Lesbian Gay Support at Western.
I don't want to turn too fast.
It's clear from many of the articles that thought on sexual orientation has changed. Jackson, Stone, and Croteau read from a 1981 Washington Post article reprinted in a Muskegon newspaper. The headline? Homosexuality caused by biology.
The study found that homosexuality is usually a deeply rooted trait present from infancy, and it may well be biological. And there's the result, perhaps, of an imbalance in sex hormones.
Wow. So even in a study that presumably is trying to be positive, they're talking about it as an imbalance.
Mm-hmm.
Many of the articles seem to have been included as a reference. Others chronicle the struggle for gay rights on campuses like Western's. Clips from the Western Herald reveal that in 1984, the Western Student Association hosted a gay day in support of gay and lesbian students, and a secretary of the organization quit in protest. Stone reads from her resignation letter.
I'm very strongly opposed to any support whatsoever for this particular organization, and I will not be a member of an executive board that does so.
In that same year, a defunct local weekly debated whether homosexuality is okay. These articles induce a wince, but little surprise. Articles from 1985 document Western's decision to add sexual orientation to its non-discrimination policy. In the later articles, the words gay and lesbian often replace homosexual, but it's also clear where progress is lacking. As Stone notes, there's almost no mention in the books of transgender issues, and Jackson says she saw maybe one article about people of color.
Yeah, this flyer, I definitely remember this flyer.
Book two concludes with a small collection of meeting and rally notices. Croteau says in his early days at Western, those flyers were often trashed, including those posted on his door.
Finally, I put plexiglass up over my door, and at one point someone got a knife and cut through the plexiglass, poured Coke down it to ruin all the posters, and stuck a Bible on my door.
Wow.
So that was probably 1991 or 92 when that happened.
Croteau isn't surprised that members of the center took care to compile these articles. He says at a time when only a handful of information was available, you had to be your own aggregator. Croteau adds that he still has his own file somewhere.
I feel old these days, and sometimes I want to pull something out from one of these folders and say, do you have any idea what it was like, in the late 70s and the early 80s? And that wasn't that long ago.
Croteau says it's wonderful that since then, knowledge has snowballed, and it's easier to find. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.
And you can see a slideshow of those scrapbooks at our website, wmuk.org.